escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Lamar Jackson appeared on the Coldest Balls podcast, and this is what he had to say to Kevin Hart.
Most valuable player. It happens again. What's the mindset?
I'm not even thinking about it.
You're not even thinking about it. What was the most difficult adjustment for you in the NFL?
Just being a leader.
Okay.
I'm going to say being a leader because I'm really not outspoken, like being vocal with my guys, like, oh, let's do this and that, or got a great motivational speech. I don't have that. You know, I just pretty much lead by example. I go out there, I'm going to work hard. I expect that out of you. Mm-hmm. But as I've been growing in the league, it's like, nah, you got to talk to the guys. Coaches and stuff like to tell me, like, talk to the guys. I'm like, all right. Now I talk to them one-on-one, but certain things I'm seeing, I got to voice it more. I got to voice my opinion more to those guys.
Do you agree with that? That he has to be more vocal to the players?
So there's two parts of this. I don't think you have to be a vocal leader. I think some guys were a little bit more quiet than others that we would say have that leadership ability. I think you can lead by example or lead as you know, being vocal. But I feel like he stepped up in that department. You see him talking to more guys on the sideline. You see him going up. Somebody makes a mistake. He's the one that wants to pick him up. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like he is becoming more vocal. And I thought that was very honest about it. Like, what can you improve on? You had the greatest season a quarterback's ever had. What can you improve on? And he's talking about his leadership qualities.
I agree with the coaches who say they want him to be more vocal. Lamar Jackson cannot be silent. He's too much of a he's too big. You know? He's one of those guys that's becoming larger than the game.
Yeah.
You know, and I think when you have that type of person on your team, players want to hear from you. They want to hear from you. Players like Lamar, your teammates even want to hear when they're not doing their jobs in the right way. As long as you present it the right way, they want to hear all of that, Jeremy, because you are Lamar Jackson. So not only do I want your approval, I want your guidance.
So you're 100% right on this, because like a guy like Lamar, I feel like because of his style of play and who he is, people will listen.
Yep.
And it's another thing to kind of look at leadership. It's not, I don't think it's something that can be taught. I think it's inherently in you, but I also think you can get better in certain aspects of it. Lamar is one of those guys that I think if he comes to a wide receiver and says, hey man, I need you to plant that foot and get that dig, come back. That guy's not going to go, man, I did that. Like, that more guys are going to go, I got you. You know, and it just seems like everyone's trying to pick up everyone else. Even after, look, all the things that went wrong and all the great things he said about Mark Andrews after the championship or the playoff game, Zay Flowers fumbling through the end zone in the AFC championship game. Mm-hmm. A lot of things have gone awry. But he's kind of been the same, right? He's always said that winning a Super Bowl is more important than the rest of the stuff.
Right.
The MVPs and all that are nice. He should have three.
Oh, my God.
But again, like, if he gets better in that department, I think this could be something to where this just totally improves the type of player he is. But I don't think he has to be vocal.
You hear Trippie alluding, what I'll call is allude to the relationship between he and Rashad Bateman wasn't that great. You know,
Trippie and Rashad?
No, Lamar. And you hear other people alluding to that as well. And I believe it wasn't. But I think when you hear Bateman talk now glowingly about Lamar, I think Lamar was the guy that bridged the gap between these two. And I'm speaking of his leadership. And I think when you hear Bateman talk so glowingly of him, it's Lamar's approval of him. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. There's certain guys like that that are around you that you, especially in a team atmosphere, you seek their approval. Not only because he's your quarterback, but as you said a little bit earlier, Jeremy, with his style of play, come on, man. I mean, he is a leader by example. But Lamar has to be, and it's not because of his salary. It's not. Because there are quarterbacks that are making a ton of money. I don't think they should do a lot of talking. But because of who he is and his place in the game, he has to be that presence in his organization, both by example, by word, by all those things. He has to rally the troops. I think Lamar's leadership can spill over to the defense. Not be the leader of the defense, mm-hmm. but I think when he speaks to defensive guys, they listen.
Well, I mean, there's part of that, too, where you go to him and say, hey, look, just don't get a stop for me. Go do this. You know, don't let him go. You know, I think there are things you can say. There's the type of leaders that tell you everything you already need to know.
Yep.
But how about in the moment where you know you're supposed to know this? Like, I know guys on my team used to get upset because I would, hey, look, fourth down, nothing stupid here or whatever. You know, and I was like, dude, I know it's fourth down, but it's always that constant reminder of trying to make sure people are all. See,
I was the opposite player. If somebody said that to me in the moment, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Come on, let's go. Okay. I looked at it as galvanizing. Yeah, we know it, but we knew it was first and second down too, and you know, and here they are fourth and short. I'm gonna give you an example. Remember during the Super Bowl year when Ray Lewis knew the offense was trash, and he said, "What was it? Get us 17 points and we'll win." Mm-hmm. Was it wasn't the benchmark 17 points? It was 10. Okay, 10 points and we'll win. All right, I think even though the Ravens' defense is good, I think if they're having that game where they can't stop a nosebleed, Lamar can go to them and say, listen, if you get me one stop, we win this game. If you stop them, they could be trailing 38-35, and the defense is on the field with 4 minutes left in the game. Lamar is that type of guy that I think he can go to the defense and say, listen, guys, just get us one stop. If you get us one stop here, I got you. I think that raises the level instantly in that moment of those guys on defense. You know why? Because it came from Lamar. If the coach has said it, the coach has been saying it all game. But I think in that moment, if it comes from Lamar, I think it means something different. I think he's that guy on the team.
Fair enough. I mean, look, I think he's one of one. I don't think I've seen anybody like him in this league. I don't know that we'll – I mean, I know everybody wants to compare people to him. That's what happens with greatness.
Right.
I just don't know that there's another one of those guys out there. And with all due respect to Jaden Daniels, I think he's going to be really good. It's just the things I've seen with Lamar and the growth, not only as a player, but obviously we're talking about leadership. I think when he gets one, look out.
Man, we're going to be telling our grandkids about him.
Yeah.
Honestly. You know, one of the things that I
can't believe I'm even saying this now for, like, watching what was going on in year one and where I am now, like – we talked about this yesterday. Yeah. That dog don't hunt. You can't win running an option offense, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, and then they move out Greg Roman and they bring in a guy that can run a passing offense, right. You know, and create routes that you should run where receivers aren't running into each other.
I know I wondered, Jeremy. I don't know if you did. I was curious as to what Lamar Jackson said to Mark Andrews after that drop 2-point conversion, and this is what he said to Kevin Hart.
You got a tight end, had a moment of lapse, drops the ball, a big moment. What was your conversations with him after?
Yeah, I talked to him. I went up to him like, man, we all played a part in this game. Like, you know, I had my turnovers. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't even be in this situation. Mm-hmm. I know you've been busting your ass all season, you know, despite what you've been through. You're just going to have to bounce back. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't dwell on this.
I know you said that you're not a motivational speaker and you don't do the inspiring talks, but I'll be damned if that didn't pump me up.
There you go. And I can imagine, I believe he said that. I do. 410-583-1057 is the number. I encourage you to watch the entire interview. Kevin Hart did a great job. And I said this to you, Jeremy, on the way out, and I'll say it again. People criticize Lamar for not doing all the endorsements. I think Lamar wants Hollywood. I don't think Lamar is interested in the commercials and all. I think Lamar is zeroed in on Hollywood.
Couldn't you do both, though?
You can, but I think he's focused on that.
I just saw the Old Spice guy in a movie.
Yeah, but what did he do first?
The Old Spice.
No, he didn't.
What did he do first?
He did acting first, yeah.
Was he modeling or acting?
Which one? You talking about the black dude?
The one that's in shape that's on the horse?
Oh, he was on TV shows.
Was first. He?
Yeah, he wasn't the star, but he was on TV shows.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Shut up, Robbie. You
know. I think he was on the Power series.
Was he?
Now he's with, yeah.
But he was doing Old Spice before.
No, Power. No, no. I'm talking about Lamar.
Oh.
Lamar was on the Power series. Now he's in with Kevin Hart. I think he's getting his foot in Hollywood.
Maybe.
When it's all said and done. It looks like a blaxploitation film already. He does. He was in Power as a villain, man. Yeah. He was a hitman. Come on, dude.
If you were in a movie, would you want to play a bad guy or a good guy?
Bad guy.
Yeah.
All the way.
Always.
I want to kill somebody.
Yeah. It's the exact...
Walk in the middle of the street, just...
And I'll be behind you going, pat, pat, pat. Stop it. Stop it.
That's what I want. I want to do it. I want, you know, I know this sounds weird. I know, Joe, we'll get out of here. I know this sounds weird, but I want a scene where I die on film. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I don't want to die in real life, but I want a scene where I killed everything, and at the end, somebody gets me.
I'd end up dying like Pee Wee Herman and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He's going, eh, ha, eh.
We'll preview the Old Brave series at 7:30, but on the other side, did the Knicks hire the same coach that they fired? We're going to have Jerry Bimbri on a little bit later, too, at 8:30. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
7:18 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The New York Knicks made a coaching hire finally after firing Tom Thibodeau. Now, I am not upset that they fired Thibodeau. I thought they should have. I thought they should have moved on from him. They hired Mike Brown. Mike Brown won 2 NBA championships as an assistant coach, and he lost an NBA championship with the Cavaliers as a head coach. He's won about 60% of his games as the head coach as well. He did a great job in Sacramento, but he was fired, in December after a really slow start. Mike Brown is an accomplished coach in terms of a winning coach. However, Mike Brown is not a step up from Tom Thibodeau.
There's more retreads in the NBA than any other sport, I think.
Oh, because they take care of their own more than anybody.
Yeah, and again, I don't think – I'm not saying Mike Brown is a bad coach.
Not about that.
Yeah, and Cleveland, again, nobody knew who he was really, and then obviously gets the coach LeBron, and then people started to recognize, and then they let him go. He bounced around the league a little bit, wound up out west. It's kind of flamed out in certain places, but it again, I'm not saying the guy's a bad coach, but – I just thought the Knicks could do better.
We evidently they can't. Not, in fact, Jeremy, I'm not saying Mike Brown's a bad coach. I'll go and say Mike Brown is a good coach. He is. But he's not a step up from Tom Thibodeau. You know, that's like cutting Jameis Winston and going out and signing give me another middle of the run quarterback.
Oh, you're talking about like Sam Darnold? Well, yeah, he's better now. Zach Wilson.
There you go. I mean, you were right to let go of Jameis Winston, but the wrong answer was who you got.
Do we already know who the great NBA coaches are? And like, I would rather see a team take a chance on a young coach or even a guy that's coaching overseas, bringing them in. We've seen that happen. The Grizzlies have done it. The Jazz did it. I'm not saying you got to bring in a foreign-born coach or anything like that, but we don't talk about it enough, but in the NBA, there's so many retreads. You watch guy going from team to team, and you're like, okay, he's going to go there. You might win 50 games. You're going to lose in the first round of the playoffs.
If you're a Knicks fan, there's no way. And we're going to have a Knicks fan on later on, and Jerry Bembry. I wish Ed was here today. But if you're a Knicks fan, you can't be happy about this, right?
Maybe you can. Like, again, it's not exciting. He's just not a bad. He's not a bad coach, but it doesn't move the needle for me.
You were two games short of the NBA Finals this past season. You go out and you get a guy who is a guy. Honestly, I mean, his best record as an NBA coach was back in 2007 and 2006. He won 60 games a couple of years. I stand corrected with the Cleveland Cavaliers. But well,
that's LeBron there, though.
Like, I don't see it.
I'm not trying to dismiss what he did in Cleveland, but you win 60 games with LeBron. Like, is it the same as winning 60 games on another team? Maybe not. I mean, you have to be a leader of men, right? And I think if you're looking at the Knicks, you have a good core. You got to figure out what's going on with Cat. Are you keeping him? Is something going to happen there? Because at the end of the year, they're like, oh, we got to get rid of Cat. I'm like, you guys just went to the Eastern Conference Final, and you're bitching about, all right. Do whatever you want. Like, I don't know why teams do this, and I've talked about it. We had these teams that are making these trades, and you're going, you traded trash for more trash, like worse trash. And this is what constantly goes on in the NBA when realistically you might go, there's six teams that could win it all.
I'm glad you brought up Cat. Okay, they got rid of Tom Thibodeau, and they hired Mike Brown. That's like getting rid of Cat and getting DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, Cat doesn't play defense. Well, watch DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Honestly, man. I mean, I don't get it. That's the whole thing. If the Wizards hired Mike Brown, I'd say, you know, that's a good hire. Because they're the Wizards. But your team is two games short of the NBA Finals, and you come with Mike Brown and proof that this is a meh hire. Like, what option is he?
What about when the Bucks fired their coach and they were in first place?
And they hired
Doc Rivers, and all of a sudden everything went awry, and you're going, why did you do that?
Yeah. But honestly, what option number was Mike Brown?
Well, they wanted Jason Kidd.
Nope.
And Mavs are like, no, you're not even talking.
Then what's Houston's coach?
Oh, Ime Udoka?
Did you say we wanted permission? Nope. Houston said nope.
Hide your kids, hide your wives. Ime's coming to town.
You ain't got
to
hide the kids.
Well, kids, how old's your daughter? Jesus.
You know, he is probably option number four. So you want me to be excited about option number four? I just don't get it, man. I think he's a good coach, bad hire.
You think you were looking around all night and you started to see it was 1 o'clock and then you settled?
Guess what it was. That's what it was. No, it's probably more like 1:30. At 1 o'clock, I'm not as desperate. 1:30 when they say last call and turn the lights on. Now, matter of fact, I better get it before they turn the lights on.
I work in the morning, man.
Can I hit it in the morning? 410-583-1057. That's the number. Sam Cone for Baltimore Sun be on at 8:15 to talk Baltimore Orioles. But on the other side, Birds Rangers recap and take a preview of the Atlanta Braves series up next on The Fan.
We think it's probably command base. I think the league is kind of, seen them a little bit and scout reports out a little bit. And I think just the importance of getting the pitches to the locations that he wants is probably incredibly important right now, even more so than earlier in the year, just because it's not as new. So just, I think as he goes forward in the league this year, I think just, commanding the fastball, getting the split in the right locations, the sweeper, getting that to the right spot, I think that's probably the key for success for him going forward.
And that's manager Tony Mancelino talking about Sagano, who pitched last night. Jeremy, this is, you've been talking about this for a while. You thought someone, the Major League would catch up with him.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're talking about an older vet player who's not overpowering, that hits his spots, that was used to playing or pitching in a six-man rotation. And a lot of times when foreign-born players come over here, you could see immediate success because of the new look and different type of pitching. And kind of, you got to get them on film and see what they're, what are some of their tendencies. I saw a buddy at Picktown Sports was talking about he thinks Sagano is tipping his sweeper when he throws. Thought that was an interesting take. We see this happen with pitchers all the time. But my big concern was, could this guy last the whole season? And I've said it since they signed him. I said he's probably going to end up in the bullpen at the end of the year, a lot like these rookie pitchers when they haven't pitched this long. So they go to the six-man rotation. I don't know what his value is, even if you decided to trade him.
I don't either.
I don't know, does a team look at him as a reliever? Would they still look at him as a starter? He's not a bad pitcher by any stretch. I think he's a good pitcher, but we're getting to that point where how many innings did you pitch in Japan?
Everything seems fat, Jeremy. Everything seems in the middle of the plate, no movement. Every now and then he gets movement, but he looks like a pitcher right now that, to be quite honest with you, is not fooling anyone. You look at his strikeouts and his innings pitched. He doesn't miss a lot of bats. And in today's game, you have to be able to miss bats. Maybe not quite a strikeout an inning pitch, but he's almost a strikeout every two innings pitched. I don't know if that's sustainable.
Yeah,
not in today's game.
Joe's looking it up right now. He told me he's pitched 1,873 innings in total. And that's when I just asked him, I said, can you tell me what he averaged kind of like in a season? Is it 80 innings?
Like, no, it's more than that. It seems to be anywhere between, when he was at his prime, it was between 175, and the highest was 202.
That's innings, yeah. Right? You start thinking about how many innings get pitched by some of the guys in a five-man rotation if they stay healthy, or right. If you're making 30 starts a year. If you're making 30 starts a year and you only go five innings, you guys can do the math,
yeah.
But that's not typically how it goes for a guy that's going to make 30 starts. But in a six-man rotation, and again, the one thing we talked about, going overseas, they struggle with the speed, the velocity.
Yep.
And that's why you see a lot of American pitchers who suck here go over there and all of a sudden have success. And then they're throwing a lot of breaking pitches. Remember when Cody Senga came over and you're like, what's mm-hmm. a gyro pitch? Well, you're going to find out. some guys have different things that they throw that you have to pick up on. The kid in Chicago, Imanaga. And I think he gave up, it's first time giving up back-to-back home runs or something. He's nasty, but he's also young. And I'm sure if you'd have taken Tommy when he was younger, he won an MVP over there.
Right.
But we're talking about a guy at the back end of his career. I'm sure he'll be okay the rest of the way, but I don't know what that does for you.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Let's go out to Baltimore and get Rashawn. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man. Morning.
Hey. Luckily, I'm going to be away in Atlanta this weekend, Rob, so I ain't going to be make your little housewarming thing, man. Even though I get no invite.
Man, but it's funny how you got no invite, yet you sent everybody an invite. It's weird how that happened, isn't it, Jeremy?
Yeah.
No, I woke up and Dustin was like, you see this flyer floating around on Twitter? He's like, you ain't getting no invite? He was like, they probably thought you were going to bring that riffraff up in Bel Air,
I invited Dustin,
though. Yeah, Really?
Yeah, I did.
Hey, well, okay, well, your party won't get Let's, turned out.
It's Harford County, man, and he's white. He can come.
No, I was, he's the one. That guy had
one. He's the one?
Yeah, that guy had one.
Yeah, I see, man. Just hope Lorenzo won't come with him, man.
How come you I know? Can't be the one?
Yeah.
The one, the token. You got to be that token, right? Hey, man.
What up, bud? Grand Rising.
You're funny, man. Hey, man, but listen, man, about Sagano, right? Man, it's crazy that it was about a month ago, man. What it was people saying that he should have been gotten All-Star vote consideration, man.
Yeah, you said
that was like maybe a month. No.
You said that.
Yeah, I guess it was. Yeah. But he was decent, though.
You mean people.
He was pitching good, though.
You know how we know you said it? Because you said All-Star votes.
Yeah.
Pitchers don't get voted. So that's how we knew you said it.
If we're up to Rashawn, Dylan Carlson would be in a damn All-Star game.
Yeah, man. But no, but now I'm on my boy Gary Sanchez, though. So, man, he been raking them in, though.
Yeah.
Hey, but don't let me get off topic, though. So what is moving forward, man? Sagano, like, he won that one-year deal, right?
Yes.
So obviously he won't have no trade value. What do you do? Do we have any options to get sent back down to work on some things?
No.
Can we offer him something from next year or what? Like, would you bring him back as a GM?
No.
So you wouldn't bring him back? You done with him?
Nah. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I don't. Not for what we need next year. I mean, we're going to put him in a bullpen. I think he can go through the lineup one time. So if he wants to take a bullpen role, maybe.
I think he'd be great in the bullpen.
But you have that bullpen guy coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate bullpen guy is hurt right now.
Yeah.
He'll be back next year. So, no.
Are you talking about Wells?
No.
No, who are you talking about?
From last year. Oh, my God.
Who am I missing?
Who hurt all year.
Who did I forget?
I'll come up with him. Hey, Rashawn, by the way, get Dustin my number so I can give him directions. 425-831-0057.
Oh, you're talking about Suarez.
Suarez. I should have known that.
When
with
you
him
said on. Ultimate bullpen guy, I'm thinking about like an inning, you know.
No,
like,
no. Suarez is the ultimate bullpen.
Oh, yeah, the
you
long
got,
man.
You got Wells and Suarez. What you need with Sagano?
Well, no, you still need other arms. I mean, that's a.
But he.
And he looks different than everybody else out there, and that's what I like. Like when you get the side armors and guys throwing from here, and then all of a sudden you bring in this. The soft tossing lefty,
I don't want him.
All right,
I'm good.
Sayonara, Rob.
Let me ask you a question. All right, if you have runners on second and third with one out, are you bringing in Sagano?
I don't have a problem with it because he gets a lot of soft contact.
Yeah, I don't want contact. With one out, and runners on second and third.
I'm fine with the ground ball.
I don't want contact. I want some guy to miss bats. That's my point.
That's fine, too.
And I'll go with Wells or I'll go with Suarez because those guys can miss bats.
It's fine. I'll walk the next guy and get the ground ball and double play. Okay. Then I get my ass out of the inning. Let me manage.
I just don't like what he presents. He's the guy that comes in clean inning. Maybe you're up a run or two. If I'm trailing a run or two, I'm trying to keep him stand pat. No, because if he leaves one there – now you're down another run. I want the guy with runners on second and third and less than two outs can come in the game and he can get me a situation where nobody's making any contact for one out or two outs. That's what I need.
Yeah.
Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Happy Friday Eve.
Happy Friday Eve, but for a lot of us, it's Friday.
This is technically Friday for us, right? Yeah.
Yeah, babe.
Yeah, babe.
What is the Orioles' biggest need at the trade deadline? Have a wonderful day, guys.
You too. Wins. It's the biggest need. Wins. Relevance. Get back in it. A trade deadline right now, as it stands, if this was a trade deadline, crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Because they don't know where they're at.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. And if this was a trade deadline right now, we do know where we're at, out of it. So I can't answer that question.
When they made that little run, you started to feel really good, right? They picked up three games in 1 week. And you're going, okay. Now, if you could start doing this, you don't have to be perfect every week. You could lose a series here and there. But you can't keep losing series, going 1-2. 1-2. What are you doing? You're just putting yourself behind the eight ball. And the worst part about this is the Yankees are scuffling.
Or is a 12-13, Joe just told me, since June 6th. 12-13 ain't going to cut it. It's not.
You're middle of the pack. And 12 and 13 ain't going to cut it when you've already built a 10-game deficit in the win-loss column.
Yeah. So, I mean, Antonio, I'm sorry. You need wins.
Yeah.
Headed to the trade deadline. Right now, the trade deadline is irrelevant to this ball club. 410-583-1057. Sam Cone from Baltimore Sun joins us at 8:15. But on the other side, who would you put in your O's cult hero Hall of Fame? This is defined by guys who didn't stick around long or put up crazy stats but made an impact on the fan base. Like some of you would, I'll give you an example. Some of you would put Flaherty. No, not Jack. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ron, 7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Talking about cult heroes of the Baltimore Orioles. This is a guy, maybe he was around for a while and never put up big numbers. He was a role player or a guy that wasn't here for a long time, but had a big impact on the team and the fans went crazy for him. All right, Jeremy, I'll let you go first. We both have two, right?
Yeah, we both have
two. So you go one, I go one, and flip it that way.
Then you can tell me if you agree with me or not on the names I'm going to toss out. My first one's going to be the guy I mentioned in the promo.
I can't disagree with you. You're a cult hero.
Jeff Conine.
Good example.
I loved Niner when he was here. And again, for these lean years, he was one of the few guys that was hitting the baseball. And just easy to like. He ends up going down, to the Marlins after a short period of time, relives.
Wasn't he Marlin first?
He was Royals, then Marlins,
yeah.
Then a year with the Royals, and then he had one, two, three, four and a half years with the Orioles.
And then back to the Marlins.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he came back to the Orioles in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
This guy. But I loved him when he was here. A buddy and I used to joke about him. We always used to talk about Niner. Even when the team was bad, we would talk about Jeff Conine.
My first guy, he was here during a good period of the Orioles. He was one of those guys. The most games he ever appeared in for the Orioles was 101. But a lot of those, here's an example, Jeremy. He appeared in 101 games in 1985, right? He only had 233 at-bats in 101 games. So yeah. That tells you who he is, right? I'm going Jim Dwyer.
Okay.
I thought Jim Dwyer was just Johnny on the spot. I talked about him the other day. He was just, he stole some at-bats from Gary Renicky and John Lowenstein. He stole some at-bats from Al Bumbry and John Shelby. He stole some at-bats from Dan Ford. He just one of those guys that jumped around everywhere to contribute for the team. His career with the Orioles, he batted only .242. His OPS was only .640. But fans loved him here. They just absolutely loved him here. I'm sorry, his career batting average for the Orioles was .262.
Yeah, you got to go look at the breakdowns of all that since we're talking about it. But my next guy, and this was my favorite player as a kid. It's funny because now, I hope he's listening, getting a chance to work with him. And then also, I mean, he's given my wife his cucumber multiple times, his zucchini. Like he's
what?
Yeah, Joe Orsolac. He's got a green thumb. Okay. Slack was he was my guy, man. I love Slack. And when I got to work with him, it's just so funny when you get, and I know you've had it now working with Palmer and some of the other guys.
Right.
I don't know. It was just, I loved watching him play because he kind of was that just blue collar gritty dude.
My second guy is kind of cheating because he had one of the most famous hits in Oriole history, but in the regular season, he only played 39 games and had 72 plate appearances. Tito Landrum.
I thought you were going to do the curse of Andino.
No, Tito Landrum. Had the home run in the ALCS against Britt Burns. Britt Burns was the starting pitcher pitching in the 10th inning, by the way, in that playoff game. Tito Landrum is definitely a cult hero. You can't think about the 83 World Series team without thinking of Landrum. 410-583-1057. Joe, yours is very interesting. Why is Dump Truck on right now? Who hit that? Joe, yours is your era is interesting because your era is way behind mine and really behind Jeremy.
Well, and everybody sucked, so he had to hold on to these guys.
That's why I try to use the word interesting.
So you had like people like Mark Reynolds, Nolan Ryan, Luke Scott,
Nolan Ryan,
Jay Gibbons was kind of in there too.
Yeah, 800 RBI season.
Sidney Ponsone, but he was such a douchebag that I don't really put that one in there.
You think was Sidney a douche?
Yeah.
He was?
He was a drunk.
I've had friends that had interesting interactions with him.
Was he a douche?
When he was drunk, he was a douche.
Really? Yeah, that was
Can I give you a quick Sidney Ponsone story?
Yeah.
You know, remember he signed the $27 million contract? So I'm standing next to him in the clubhouse, and the TV's on, and he had an advertisement for the lottery, and the jackpot was $27 million. And he looks up and said, man, I would love to win the lottery for $27 million. I looked at him, held his right arm up, and said, you did, a-hole. And he gave me the effie rub and walked away. You did hit the lottery for $27 million.
What?
For exactly $27 million.
And I didn't know that this guy was going to count, but if you're going to bring up the sheriff of Swattingham.
You don't think Mark Reynolds counts?
I think he was here like 2 years, right?
That's not a long time.
That's a big hits.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
I think he's definitely a cult hero.
Hold on. That guy was pissed at me because as soon as he got traded to Baltimore, we interviewed him.
Right.
And he came down here and he was like, I said, so, Sheriff. And he goes, oh, God, please don't follow me here. Too late.
Yeah, he was definitely cult because he played 2 years and he only batted .221.
He either homered
or struck
out. But
his OPS was .786.
Yeah.
So he, I mean, think about that. 60 home runs, 53 doubles. Yeah, I think he definitely counts as a cult hero.
We put Ryan Flaherty on there as people talk about it, but people hated him at first. They hated the idea of him even, why is he in the lineup? We don't need that guy. He's hitting .205. You know?
I don't think he was a cult hero until he left.
Until
because we didn't realize how much we needed him.
I honestly,
after that,
I don't think he became a cult hero until Dave and Salisbury called in and called him Ron Flaherty.
You know what? I think, you know what elevated his status? When Manny got hurt and Chris Davis got suspended, and he actually
did he run into one or a couple?
He didn't play that bad during that time.
All right, so here's the best moment with Ron Flaherty when he was facing Aroldis Chapman, and you can read his lips, and he's, come on, you mother. Do you remember that? Come on,
he struck out.
Yeah. It was great.
That's proof that just because you get emotional and mad in baseball doesn't mean you're gonna get the ball.
Come on,
I heard a call listener say that one day. These guys need to get mad. Why? They're losing. They are mad.
What about? All right. Here's another group. And Joe, this is still in your wheelhouse. What about Brock and O'Day? When we had Bob.
Oh, yeah.
When we had Bob, that was the two that you
Brock, O'Day, and
Britton.
I don't know that I can say Britton, but even then, that was short-lived, but people look at him differently.
E.J. Ryan.
Oof. That was Casey Willett's twin.
Who was the other? Wow. Jim Johnson also.
I hated that dude.
Both of them just had one huge year. Basically.
Jim Johnson had two.
Jim's was two. And then
he had like 100 saves in 2 years.
What about George Sherrill?
Pitch to contact.
George Sherrill.
Closer. The all-star George Sherrill.
What about everybody's favorite with his crooked hat, Felix P.A.?
No.
Or no, not Felix P.A. God, he just went to the Cubs. Why can't I think of his name?
I thought his last name was Felix.
No. What was
My earphones just popped again.
Yeah, what the?
You got traded to the Cubs. Oh, man.
Stroke. Pedro Strop. Yep.
Why do we both get it at the same
we
time?
I think I got it slightly.
I'll give you a cold hero.
Who?
David Newhan.
Yeah.
That's a cold hero for you.
How many of those guys did they try to make a thing?
David Newhan.
Ugh. Was the one that had the best hair on the team?
No, that was, was he? Or,
no, who was that?
The outfielder from Las Vegas.
Another short, skinny guy.
Yes.
Ooh, just Jeff Rickard?
5-6 years ago.
Yeah, we had him on the show, too.
Was it?
Joey Rickard?
Joey Rickard.
I said Jeff Rickard because I made the mistake of interviewing Jeff Rickard, a sports guy, saying, hey, we got, you know, your cousin here or whatever. And he goes, I ain't related to that guy. I was like, okay.
Joey Rickard actually had his own, his hair had his own Twitter page.
Did it?
Joey Rickard's hair is what it was called. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I love it when these guys ask me names.
Oh, I just thought of another great one.
How about you tell us on the other side? We're listening. We want to hear from you with your cult heroes. Jeremy's got another one. 410-583-1057. Oreo cult heroes up next from you on the Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.